What dismal tidings do I hear? The fatal ruin of my dear, who did her dearest life destroy, when she might not her love enjoy. Which grieves me to the very soul, in sorrow I her death condole. No peace nor comfort can I find, the thoughts of her runs in my mind. Each night whene'er I close my eyes, methinks I hear her dismal cries, crying, my love, I died for thee, and then her bleeding ghost I see. Then with a voice both sharp and shrill, she does my silent chamber fill, and with a sigh and bitter groan, she does express her piteous moan. Alas, although I did appear thus in the chamber of my dear, he never wronged his lover, no, 'twas parents proved my overthrow. I know the tender turtle doves was ne'er more constant to their loves than thee and I has been, she cried, and yet, alas, for love I died. I was to thee as dear as life, my friends has caused all the strife, they fought for wealth and riches store, when love had won the field before. 'Cause thou didst not in wealth abound, my near relations on thee frowned, and I was posted straight from thee, and by that means have ruined me. They sent me word that thou wert wed, which tidings almost struck me dead. Unto despair I straight did run, oh, see what cursed gold has done. Then with a sigh and dismal groan, she straight departs, leaves me alone, where I in sorrow weeping lie, to think of parents' cruelty. Sure friends was never more to blame, how could they such a letter frame, that I another choice had made, by this her life they soon betrayed. She well might be amazed that I should guilty be of perjury, and leave a loyal love at last, when many solemn vows had passed. She's gone and I am left behind, now since I can no comfort find. Come death and prove a friend to me, oh, let me die as well as she.